Welcome back to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by B-Stock Sourcing, a better way to buy liquidation inventory. As eBay's latest announcement board vividly demonstrates, emergencies can happen anytime. You've got to make sure that you and your business are prepared just in case. Here now to teach us how to batten down the business hatches is Charlene Anderson. She's known on eBay as purveyor all things creative, all one word. Char, what kinds of emergencies might impact a business on eBay?
Well, this time of year, weather is a big one, and there's not much we can do to prevent weather closures, but we can have some things we can do to mitigate our losses. But the big one I want to talk about today is if you get sick, or, God forbid, pass away, what happens to your eBay business?
Yeah, what happens to it?
Well, I've had two close friends get quite ill this year. Unfortunately, one of them did pass away. And fortunately, we had agreements that I would handle their eBay issues while they were at treatment and all that kind of stuff. So my suggestion is find somebody you can trust, whether it be a spouse, a child, a friend, another eBay seller, and get the information together they would need to order to manage your eBay store while you're down and out. That means they should be able to log in and at the very least put your store on vacation immediately, because if you're in a car accident and in the hospital, you're not going to be shipping. So get that store put on vacation as fast as you can. Have them be able to check for any unshipped items if some stuff is sold and hasn't been shipped, and watch for buyer messages too. It's really, really important that you have someone that would be able to handle this for you.
Man, and you just went through it real time.
Yeah, it was tough, but fortunately we had plans in place. You know, if they hadn't, this is both situations where spouses aren't involved in the business at all, and there were no kids at home that were involved. You have to, you know, unfortunately it's a horrible thing to think about, but you have to make some sort of plans. What if something happens and no one knows your passwords to get in to put your eBay store on vacation? It can be horrendous, you know. You don't want to have to clean up a mess that can be prevented. So just get a piece of paper, put this information down, talk to somebody, explain to them the bare minimum they'd have to do, and then you can rest a little better knowing you've got a basic plan in place.
So if you don't have family who's helping you in the business, it would be a good idea to find a buddy who also sells on eBay, somebody who's a friend of yours that you can trust with these things.
Exactly, because then they know what to do. You know, they're not having to learn where to find things on eBay just to do what needs to be done. So in the cases of people that I was involved with this year, neither one were family. They were both friends. One of them was someone I never even met in person, but we'd been friends through a Facebook selling group for years and years and years. So when she got ill, I was able to handle it all for her, so she didn't have to worry about it. Which is kind of a big thing about
getting better. Well, what a good friend you are.
Well, you know, that's what friends are for, right?
And she must have really trusted you. So kudos to you.
Yeah, and I would have trusted her to do it too. Unfortunately, she did pass away at 43 years old, which was even more shocking.
Yeah, that's really young.
And then it became an issue on what to do with her store after she passed away. So I worked with her son, who is in his mid-20s, about taking over, because she had lots of inventory and everything, taking over and managing it from then on.
And so he's
running it now, which is nice.
And he wanted to do that?
He did, yeah, he did. She was a really, really close to her family. You know, her kids were everything, so I think she'd be really happy that he wanted to do it, too. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's kind of a nice thing.
So, it probably would pay to write down the steps as well if they're not, even if you've gone over it with them, you know, if you don't do it every day, you can easily forget.
Totally, right? And things change where they are on the eBay site. Things move around, you know? So screenshots would be great to show people what you're talking about doing if they're not familiar with the eBay platform at all. And I kind of think the more prepared you are, the less chance you'll need it. it's kind of that thing, you know. I've got all these things in place. If something happens, now nothing will happen, which is a really good thing.
Oh, my heavens, really you've just found the secret to immortality. Over preparation.
Yeah, there you go. I wish I could sell that on eBay, right?
So Griff, John knows where all of our inventory is because he's our shipper.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't know other things about it. And this taught me.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I need to show him some other stuff. How about you? What would happen if something happened, God forbid, to you?
I have a can of kerosene and a match.
No.
No. What would happen to me? If something happened to me,
mm-hmm.
eBay would go in and shut everything down.
You think so?
I'm pretty
okay,
sure.
Okay, but a lot of us don't have that option. So I
know it really is amazing to be me, isn't it?
Yes. We're all jealous of you.
Green with envy, aren't we? The other issue is I live in a place where the weather can get really, really bad. I got up this morning, it was -27 degrees, and I'm not joking. I posted a screenshot of the weather app.
Where are you?
Florida.
I mean, yeah, Florida. Yeah, South Florida. No, Jackson Hole, Wyoming.
Oh, man.
27 below zero?
Yep, and it is up to -8 right now at 2:20 in the afternoon.
Oh, you're having a heat wave.
Heat wave, right.
So what are the advantages to living there?
It's gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
Wouldn't a picture book be just as pretty?
No, because then we have a wonderful town with great people in it.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
Yeah, great neighbors and all that. So that's the advantage. But the weather thing I wanted to mention is if you see that there are weather issues coming, which fortunately with technology today we can, and you don't think you'll be able to ship, get your store on vacation. So you aren't caught out with your one day handling time and not being able to get the stuff out just because the roads are impassable or the power's out or whatever. So be proactive. When you see something happening, it may be time to put your store on vacation.
That's interesting. Yeah. I know that we here in the building actually pay attention to weather so that we're on top of whether or not, we have to issue one of those announcements that says, you know, mm-hmm. to buyers and sellers.
Be patient.
And then the system, there's a whole system that automatically kicks in that does things like, you know, protect sellers' ratings from, defects, et cetera, because of the weather. So.
Yeah, but I think those are more geared for larger weather areas. I don't think they're going to help me, protect me when it's 27 below. My car won't start. And I can't
that's
get to
true.
The post office,
yeah, that
know?
Is
it's
true.
It's those, so. So look at yourself on that more microcosm basis about
yes,
how
but
it affects
eBay
you.
Would protect her, though, right?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, of would, course.
Yeah. We would love
well,
to.
Well, how would they know? I mean.
Well, yeah, so if it's a small, if it's not, you know, a widespread weather event, then you'd have to let us know because it'd have to be pretty serious. You could have a small weather event that happens that, you know, wouldn't get picked up. So,
right, yeah, and probably here it wouldn't because there's nothing else around us. It's a town of 9,000 people, you know, in the middle of nowhere. So, it doesn't often hit the news. This kind of stuff, but just it's an issue to think about when you're planning your business. There's also one other emergency I want people to be aware of. It happens because this happened to a fellow seller, in a selling group. Is physical damage to your inventory, whether it be from fire or flood or whatever. Protect yourself with some. If you have enough inventory, you really need to get a business insurance policy to protect yourself. Your homeowner's policy will not protect business inventory; it just won't. So, you know, if you've got tens of thousands of dollars of inventory, I would say it would be worth it, definitely.
Oh yeah.
So let's go over our priorities here for a minute. You should have somebody that knows, if possible, knows where your stuff is and knows how to get into your account really fast. And that could be a family member that you already work with or a close friend who also sells on eBay would be a good idea.
Yeah, because they know these
totally.
Things. Yeah.
Right. And so that would be something that we can do now to prepare.
Yeah. Write it up. you know, print it out, put a copy in the safe, and give the other person a copy and tell them to keep it safe because it'll have your passwords and stuff on it. And be prepared in that way. I think that's the number one priority that everybody should do.
Have you ever needed to put your emergency plans into action?
I have. Yeah, I have. Fortunately, my husband has all that information. He knows where my stuff is. He knows how to put the store on vacation. He knows to check for buyer messages to answer those. And he can ship anything that hadn't shipped before the emergency. But, yeah, I've gotten in an accident and been in the ER for, you know, that 36-hour time where they keep you. And it was nice to know that it was taken care of, you know, that I didn't have to stress about it, that, you know, I'm going to lose I'm going to get dinged because of my handling time or whatever. So I do practice what I preach in this case.
So Charlene Anderson, known as Purveyor All Things Creative on eBay, has given us a big lesson today.
Well, I'll say, and a valuable one at that. So it's important to be prepared for the
unexpected. Charlene, we love having you on. Thank you. Come back again.
This segment was sponsored by B-Stock Sourcing, a better way to buy liquidation inventory. Dial us now, 888-723-4630, here on eBay Radio.
When it comes to shipping software, you've got plenty of options. But only ShipStation has been voted the number one choice of online sellers. That's because ShipStation makes shipping faster and easier than anybody else. ShipStation lets you automate and customize pretty much everything, from importing and processing orders to mixing and matching carriers. You can brand shipping labels with your logo, product photos, FAQs, do wireless printing, and a lot more. You can even include a return label. You're not tied to your computer either. ShipStation lives in the cloud and offers the first shipping software mobile app, so you can ship from anywhere, anytime, at the discounted rates you've come to expect. Add it all up, and it's easy to see why ShipStation is number one among online sellers. Get a 30-day free trial at ShipStation.com.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
You've heard sourcing products from China can be profitable, and you've thought of giving it a try. Sourcing products from a Made in China wholesale website means lots of research, and you still can't be sure those products or manufacturers are really worthwhile, and you're not about to fly to Beijing. It's such a crapshoot. Luckily, now there's a better way. Visit Douba.com. You see, Douba takes the hassle out of sourcing products from China. They've already done the legwork, so you don't have to. Douba's lined up an exclusive and verified list of reputable manufacturers offering high-quality products, and they're adding more all the time. So quit brushing up on your Cantonese and put off purchasing those tickets to Beijing. With Douba, you can source profitable made-in-China merchandise that has already been vetted. For a 7-day free trial, go to Douba.com. That's D-O-B-A, Douba.com, D-O-B-A, Douba.com.
An eBay Radio Holiday Factoid.
A lot of us celebrate various holidays. However, many don't know how the traditions began or their significance. Holidays can be much more fun when you know some of the facts. Both male and female reindeer grow antlers each year. Male reindeer drop their antlers at the beginning of winter. Therefore, all of Santa's reindeer from Comet to Blitzen are girls. Happy holidays from eBay Radio and Voice Marketing Radio Network. Listen while you list.